வந்தேகம்
The following is a class on the Srimad Bhagavatam, 5th canto, 5th chapter, text number 2, given by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada, recorded on the 15th of April, 1975, in Hyderabad, India.
Sri Rupam Chakrajatam Sahagana Raghunathanvitam Tvam Sajivam Chaktaitam Or Grihastha, or Shudra, or Brahmana, they are situated on the transcendental platform. So such person described here, because the recommendation is Mahat Seva. So it does not mean Mahat is only to be found among the sannyasis or higher circle brahmanas. No. Mahat can be found in other circle also. But what is the qualification? The qualification is Jiva Mahishe Kritaso Hridartha. His only business is to keep friendly relationship with Krishna. That is the first qualification. The first class example is Arjuna. He was a military man, a politician, and Grihastha, Kshatriya, not Brahman, not Sannyasi, but still Krishna accepts him. Sakha Cheti. But you are my dear friend. Bhaktosi Sakha Cheti. You are not only my devotee, you are my best friend, Krishna says. Although he is Grihastha, a military man, and Kshatriya, still Krishna accepts it, that I shall speak to you the mystery of Bhagavad Gita because you are my dear friend and bhakta. Bhaktosi sakhachit rahasam etad uttamam. Krishna also wants somebody friendly. It doesn't matter whether he is a sannyasi or grihastha. So any grihastha whose only aim is how to keep friendship with Krishna, he is also Mahatma. He also Mahatma. Because the recommendation, Mahasse Bapa Dharma Hud Bimukte, one has to take shelter of a Mahatma and serve him with surrender, then his path of liberation will be open. So, if somebody says, I think the other day somebody was questioning, that if I cannot contact sannyasi because I am grihastha, I am family man, so how my path of liberation will be open? Yes, that is possible. Provided you find amongst your society a person like this, Jiva Moise Kritaso Hidartha. If you can find out amongst your associate a person who is only dedicated to Krishna, you can associate with him, then your path of liberation will be open. So that symptoms are described here. Janeshu Jivamayise Kritasauhidartha Janesu Dhyam Bharavartikesu Grihesu Jayatma Jaratimasu Na Priti Jukta. Janesu Dhyam Bharavartikesu. Generally people, they are interested how to maintain this body because they are in bodily concept of life. Just like we pass through the streets, there are so many shopkeepers. And they are all decorating their shop to supply the needs of the body. Cloth shop, tailor shop, wine shop, this shop, that shop. But what are these shops? Deham bharavartikesu. They are simply interested in maintaining this body. That's all. This is only business. In the big, big cities, you'll find the business is going on. How to maintain this body? There is advantage. As you look just like a human being, not something advertising this. So, that is going on. Our business at the present moment, in conditioned life, nidra hyate natram. At night we sleep. And babayana cha babaya. Babayana means sex. At night our business is to sleep and to indulge in sex. In this way we are wasting time, night. And daytime, viva charte haya rajan kutumma bharanena va. And at the daytime, we are very busy going this side, that side. Why? To get some money. Divacha arthe yaya. Desiring where I shall get money, where I shall get money. Divacha arthe yaya. And as soon as I get money, I spend it. Kutumbha bharane nava. To maintain our family. So, where is time for Krishna consciousness? There is no time, sir. So, one should not be interested in that way. Therefore it is said that deham bharavartikesu. Those who are busy only for maintenance of this body, to such person he is not interested. Na priti yukta. This is the sign. He may be a grihastha. It does not matter. But he is interested with Krishna's business. Not deham bharavartikesu. Those who are interested with this body only, with them, he has no interest. This is the sign. That is also Mahatma. Jiva maise kritasho hidartha. His only business is how to keep fancy with Krishna. That is his only business. Then he is Mahatma. And so far, janesu, people in general, were simply interested how to maintain this body. Janesu diham bharavartikesu. And then what about his family? Yes, grihesu, at home. Jaya, jaya means wife. Jaya atmaja, atmaja means children. Grihesu jaya atma jarati matsu. And business about earning money, na priti yukta. He is not interested. Although he is at home, he is not interested at home. Therefore, generally, devotees, they become very reluctant in the interest of maintaining family, children, wife. Simply, as far as possible, duty, so much interested, not anymore. These are the signs. If you want to find out a grihastha mahatma, then he has got his family, he has got his children, he has got his wife, he has got his business, he has got to meet so many other people, but there he is not at all interested, simply behavior, officer. Yes, yes, it is all. Yes, it is all. What you say, it is all right. But I am not interested. This is called disinterest. People are generally very much interested in these things. So, if you want to find out a Mahatma within the society, not as a renowned sannyasi, then these are the symptoms. There are other symptoms. Nunam pramatta kruti vikarma. That we shall describe later on. These are the general symptoms of a Mahatma, grihastha. He is not interested in this bodily concept of life, or maintaining very opulently his family members, or talking very seriously with persons who are simply materially interested, dehambhara, just to maintain this body. Of course we require to maintain this body. He is not neglectful. There is no question of negligence. He takes care of his children, of his wife, everything, but without any attachment. That is recommended by the Goswamis, that anāsaktasya viṣayāṁ yathāraṁ upajñyato. You give education to your children, that is required. You maintain your wife, that is also required. No negligence, but no attachment at the same time. No attachment that I shall sacrifice everything for my wife and children and home. That is not a Mahatma's business, because he knows that he cannot improve the destiny. Everybody has got his body with certain destiny already settled up that you cannot change. Otherwise, everyone is trying to become very rich, very important. There is no scarcity of endeavor, but not that everyone is becoming like that. That is called destiny. So those who are believer in the Shastras, believer in the Supreme Lord, they believe in destiny also. Therefore Shastra says, Tasyaiva arthe prajateta kovida na labhate jas bhramatam uparjata. We should try for advancing our Krishna consciousness. That is our main business. Tasyaiva heta prajateta kovida. Kovida means very expert. He should try for advancing in Krishna consciousness, not for material advancement. This is civilization. That is, we have already discussed. Nāyāṁ deho devu bhājāṁ ni loke kastān kāmān arhati vīr bhujāṁ je. If you think that if I work very hard, then I shall improve my position, that is not possible. Your position is already fixed up. Then shall I not try for my happiness? Yes. That is implied in the Shastra. Tallabhate dukkhavat annata sukham. You do not try for distress of life. Why does it come? You do not ask God, please give me distress. Nobody asks. But why distress comes? Similarly, if you do not pray for happiness, if you have got happiness in your destiny, it will truly come as the distress comes. Tallabhate dukkhavat annata sukham. So, don't be misled by so-called happiness and distress. It is already fixed up. Simply try for advancing in Krishna consciousness. That is real business. Tasyaiva heta prajate heta kavi. That business can be done very perfectly well when mahasseva dharmahu bhimukte, when you associate with Mahatma, it doesn't matter whether he is a sannyasi or gyasi. He must be Mahatma. Mahatma means one who has got relationship with Krishna. That is described in the Bhagavad. Mahatmanastumang prartha daivi prakriti masrita bhajanti ananna manasu. That is Mahatma. You cannot stamp anybody and become a Mahatma. No. Mahatma's sign is Mahatmanastumang prartha daivi prakriti masrita bhajanti ananna manasu. He has no other business. Simply, he has only one business, how to please Krishna. That is Mahatma. Anukullena, just like Arjuna did. Arjuna did not try to fight. He completely denied. He set aside his arrows and bows, became very morose. And then he asked Krishna, I am now puzzled. You can give me instruction. What is my duty? Because karpanna dosa apahata sabhava. Actually, it is my duty that I am Kshatriya and there is fight, battlefield. I should take advantage of it. But still, karpanna dosa apahata sabhava. I am going against my nature, so I do not know what to do. Please instruct. Shishasteham sadhimang prapannam. So, actually, Arjuna was not willing to fight because he is a Vaishnava. He does not want to kill. Even if he was put into so many difficulties. That was his attitude. So his decision was that he would not fight. But for the sake of Krishna, when he understood that Krishna wants this fight, Krishna said finally, nimitta matra bhavasabhasachi. Don't think that these people who have come here will go back home. They will be killed here. That is my plan. You simply become an instrument so that you may take the credit. I shall be happy. But they are already finished. This is my plan. So when he understood that Krishna wants me to fight, took the credit of becoming victorious. So he doesn't care for credit, but he understood that this is my duty to please Krishna. Then when Krishna asked him, what is your decision? He said, yes, karishe vachanam tava, I shall fight. And he fought. This is called krita saurhidartha. For Krishna's sake, they can do anything. There are many other devotees also. Just the gopis, for Krishna's sake, they sacrifice everything. Their reputation, their family, their husband, their father, their brother. No. Krishna is now playing on his flute. He wants to dance with us. Let us go. Father is asking, where you are going? Brother is, where you are going? Oh, you are going to Krishna. So, this is called Krishna consciousness. Jiva Mahishi Krita Sauhidar. One is not interested in anything else. He is only interested in Krishna. Anukullena Krishna Anusilanam. To serve Krishna as he desires. So, as he desires, if we have no relationship with Krishna, no connection with Krishna, how we can understand as he desires? Yes. That we will have. Krishna is within you. Ishvara sarva-bhutanam viddeshe arjuna tishtati. As soon as you become sincere, if you are qualified to serve Krishna, then Krishna will dictate from within, do like this. Buddhi-yugam dadamitam jinamam upajantite. To whom? Tesam nittavijuktanam bhajatam priti-purvadam. One who is engaged in loving service of Krishna, and Krishna is very expert, he can understand how you want to serve him, with a motive or without motive. When he understands, then he personally gives you dictation. You do like this, you do like that. So that is Krishna's friendship. Krishna is always available. Krishna can be seen 24 hours. Provided you elevate to the position how to talk with Krishna, how to see Krishna, how to act for Krishna. It is not very difficult. So, this symptom is described how even a grihastha can become fully Krishna conscious. The negative side is described that he is not interested with this worldly so-called advancement of social position or advancement of economic problem. So many things they have created. These are described here. Griheshu jayatma jaratimassu. Jaratimassu. Na priti yukta javadarthasya lok. Neither neglectful. As far as possible. Javadartha. Not too much overwhelmed. Because after all, this is temporary. our so-called society, friendship, love in this material world, they are called illusory, phenomenal. Therefore, Shankaracharya says jagat mithya. He says little bluntly. But actually, it has no meaning, because this social condition of life is existent so long this body is there. As soon as I change my body, even in this country, we are very much fond of our country, Janani Janmabhumishta Sargadapi Gariyasi. But the country is so ungrateful. Suppose there are many vivid examples. Mahatma Gandhi, he worked so much for his country, the result was that he was killed by his countrymen. So, just see the example. So, in this material life, you will never be able to make anyone happy by your activities. That is not possible. Neither you will be happy. Kamadina kutidhana kutidha palita dunnidesha. Deshangamayina karuna jata natrupa nopa shanti. That is the intelligence. That I have served the so-called society, friendship and love just to serve my own lusty desires. That's all. Kamadina kutidhana kutidha palita dunnidesha. Everyone is serving the so-called societies and for his own satisfaction, sense gratification. Nobody wants to serve anyone. He wants to serve himself. That is the position, real position. So in this way, if we spoil our life, we are serving, but serving our senses, lusty desires. We have to change this mode of service to serve Krishna. That is Krishna consciousness. That is Krishna consciousness. We have to serve. We cannot become master. That is not possible. As soon as you become master, you'll be killed. But that is also false position. We cannot become master. We are servant. But instead of serving Krishna, we are serving Maya. That is our position. So we have to change this position. Instead of serving Maya, we have to transfer our service to Krishna. That is perfection of life. Thank you very much. That is explained in the Bhagavad Gita. Bhaktosi priyosit. You are my dear friend. And friend at the same time, devotee. So, rahasyam etad uttamam. Bhagavad Gita is a mystery, rahasyam, uttamam, transcendental. So without becoming a devotee of Krishna, nobody can understand Bhagavad Gita. The kormi, jnani, yogi, they cannot understand Bhagavad Gita. Otherwise, Krishna would have instructed Bhagavad Gita to many kormis, jnanis, yogis, they are present. But he knows it well. These kormis, jnanis, yogis, they cannot understand Bhagavad Gita. Therefore, he said to his devotee and friend, bhaktosi, priyosi. So in order to understand Bhagavad Gita, one has to come to this position to become a devotee of Krishna. It is a business between Bhagavan and Bhakta. Just like if you go to the marketplace, if some merchant is talking with some broker or somebody about business, he is talking about that business that is concluded. Similarly, Bhagavad Gita is spoken by Bhagavan and it is heard by the bhakta. Therefore, in the Bhagavad Gita, there is no other business than bhakti. There is no other business. Karma, jnana, yoga, they are described, but with a aim to culminate in bhakti. Just like karma. Krishna says, jat karosi, jat asnasi, jat tapasasi, kurushyatad madarpanam, give it to me. This is bhakti. So far, jnanis are concerned. Krishna concludes, bhavanam janmanamante jnanavan maha prapadyat. Jnanis, after many, many births, cultivation of knowledge, when he actually begins to become a bhakta, then his perfection is there. Bhavanam janmanamante jnanavan maha prapadyate vasudeva sarvamiti samahatma sudullah. This is for the jnanis. And for the kurmis, yat karosi. Whatever you do, the result, you give it to me. That means bhakti misra karma, jnana misra bhakti. And for the yogis, he says, yoginam api sarvesam madgata antaratmana sadhyavan bhajate jumang samijuktatamo. The first class yogi is, who is always thinking of me, he is first class. Yogi's business is to see God within the heart. That is real yogi. Dhyanavasthita tadgatena manasa pashyanti yang yogino. Yogi's business is to see in meditation always Krishna or Vishnu within the heart. That is real yogi. Dhyanavasthita, by meditation one has to see continually. That is called samadhi. Yoginamapi sarvesam madgata antaratmana sadhyaman bhajate jumang samijuktatam. His first class. So, everything is there ending in bhakti. Therefore, in the Bhagavad Gita, the only talk is about bhakti in a different way, either through karma yoga or jnana yoga or hatha yoga. The point is how to become a devotee. And at the end, he concludes, sarva-dharmān parityajya māmekaṁ saraṇam vraja. This is the conclusion of it. So these things cannot be understood by anyone who is not a devotee. Without being devotee, you cannot understand. Therefore, there are so many, the politicians, the scholars, they are commenting Bhagavad Gita in so many ways. But they are misled. Because they are not devotee of Krishna, they cannot poke their nose in the Bhagavad Gita. It is not possible. So, Arjuna was bhakta. Therefore, Bhagavad Gita was spoken to him, not to a yogi, not to a karmi, not to a jnani. This is the answer.
But in another place in the Gita, twice it is mentioned, Sreya Swadharma Paradharma Kayoha. One should perform his own duty rather than another's duty.
Yes. I may say many things to you, but when I say something directly, do it. Your first duty is to do that. You cannot argue, sir, you said me like this before. No, that is not your duty. What I say now, you do it. That is obedience. You cannot argue. Of course, Krishna never said anything contradictory. But if one thinks foolishly that Krishna said something contradictory, no, that is not. You could not understand. See, even though you could not understand, you take my direct orders now. Sarva-dhanman parityajya māmekaṁ. That is your business. The master says like that, and the servant's business is to accept it as it is, without any argument. That's all.
Are not all the poor, the miserable, and the weak God? Why not worship the living God first?
Who is living God? Who is living God? That he has not mentioned? Who is God? Then why rich is not God? If you have so broad vision that you see God everywhere, So why you make distinction between poor God and rich God? Why you make distinction? If poor is God, the rich is also God. Pannita samadarshana. If you have got so broader vision, then why you distinguish between poor and rich? A pandit, a learned scholar, vidya vinaya sampanne brahmani gavi hastini sunice cha sapakhi cha pandita samadarshana. Samadarshi means he has no distinction. Why you should make distinction between poor and rich? That is samadarshi. As soon as you make distinction, then your vision is imperfect. Brahma bhuta prasannatma na sochati na kankhati samas sarveshu bhuteshu samata. Not that I distinguish between this particular class to another particular. That is not Brahma darshan, neither it is samadarshan.
You said that Lord Krishna has many opulences, but in chapter 13, verse 15, he says that he is nirguna. How to reconcile these statements?
What does he mean by nirguna? Let him explain first of all. What is nirguna? What does he mean by nirguna? Nirguna guna bhakti cha. He is, Krishna is described, nirguna guna bhakti cha. He is nirguna, at the same time enjoyer of gunas. What is that enjoyer of guna and nirguna? Can you explain? Nirguna means one who does not live under the condition of material gunas, satagun, rajagun, tamagun. Transcendental, that is called nirguna. But nirguna does not mean that he has no transcendental qualities. That's like Krishna is bhaktavatsal. That is his guna. But that is not material guna. That is spiritual guna. Krishna is nirguna means he is not controlled by the material qualities. But he has got innumerable spiritual qualities. That is called guna bhakti. So, unless we understand the distinction between matter and spirit, we cannot understand what is the meaning of nirguna. That is not possible.
In India, there are many swamis who claim themselves to be Krishna. How to protect them?
Many swamis?
To claim to be Krishna. How to detect
them? Let them prove that he is Krishna. If you are foolish, then they will accept. If you are intelligent, then you will ask him, first of all, leave the Govardhan Hill. Then you become Krishna. Otherwise, you are a rascal, I kick you on your face. This is our verse. We do not accept these rascals as Krishna. We want to test, first of all, that you are Krishna. Why should we accept a rascal as Krishna unless he proves himself that he is Krishna? Krishna lifted Govardhan Hill when he was 7 years old. What he has done, that we shall accept in Krishna? Don't be foolish. First of all, let him prove that he is Krishna. Test him, then accept.
The name of God does not come to the temple.
Because you are not practiced. You practice to chant Hare Krishna, at the time of death it will come. Abhyasa yoga yuktena chita sa nana gamina. That is advised. You practice it and you remember sada tadabhava bhavi. If you practice 24 hours Krishna, 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 then at the time you will chant Krishna, Krishna, Krishna. Otherwise there is no possibility. Sadātad-bhāva-bhāvi. Jana-jana-bhāpi-smaranam-bhāvam tajat-tanti-kalevaram. So we have to practice. That is natural. If you always think of something, at the time of death you will think like that. So you think of Krishna, manmanā-bhava-mad-bhakta-madhyāji-māgana. Therefore Krishna is, māme-vaiśyasi-asaṁsa. You simply adopt these four principles. Always think of me. Become my devotee. And offer obeisances unto me. Manmana bhava madhyaji. Worship me. You do these four things. Then mame vashasi yasangusaya. Without any doubt, you are coming to me. Why don't you do this? Four things. Very easy things. It is very difficult to constantly remember Krishna. You can do it. You are remembering something, and mind is occupied always with something. Just practice to occupy the mind with Krishna. That's all. Very difficult. Manmana bhava mad bhakta madhyaji mang namaskar. Everything is there. You practice it. Don't later. Mana Krishna Padaravinda, Maharaj Ambarish. He was a great emperor of this world. But his mind was fixed up on the lotus feet of Krishna. Savai mana Krishna Padaravindayo, Bachangsi Vaikuntha Gunanubarnana. When you talk, he'll talk about Krishna only. You practice. You see Krishna's picture, Krishna's deity. You hear Krishna's topics, Bhagavad Gita, Srimad Bhagavatam. In this way, engage all your senses. Your seeing power, your hearing power, your talking power, your eating power, your sleeping power, everything. If you make Krishna conscious, then generally, or automatically, you remember at the time of death Krishna. And as soon as you remember Krishna, Anti Narayana Smriti, then your life is perfect. There is no difficulty. Simply you have to practice. Abhyasa yoga yukti na chetasa nanagana. Don't allow your mind to go astray. Then everything is all right.
When you said that everyone is destined to a particular goal, then where is the question of preaching Krishna consciousness?
Therefore I say, tasyaiva heta prajatetaka. You should try only for Krishna consciousness. Other things are destined. You did not hear properly that you should not try for anything else because that is already destined. If you want success, then simply try for Krishna consciousness. That is one. Tasyaiva heta prajatita kovida. Nalabhate bhramatamu parajata. We did not try in our other life. Other than human life, we did not try it. We simply tried for eating, sleeping, mating, and defending animal life. If you do the same thing again and do not take to Krishna consciousness, then you are losing your time. Therefore it is advised, you should try only for Krishna consciousness, not for other things. They are already destined. This is in steps.
What would be the result if all the people became devotees of Krishna
Chaitanya? A very good result. He is lamenting that he doesn't want this good result. Everyone will become Krishna consciousness. There is a story in this connection. There was a hut, a fair, a market. So many people came there. And one old lady began to cry. Where shall I give them place? So many people have come here. She began to cry. Then her son said, "My mother, see in the evening, you don't worry about giving them place." So in the evening, she saw everyone has gone. Similarly, in due course of nature's activities, prakite kriyamanani gunai karmani sarvasa, everything will go nicely. You haven't got to be worried. You better be worried. Have to develop your Krishna consciousness. Other things will go on. And what is the harm there? If all people become Krishna conscious and go back to home, back to Godhead, what is the harm there? Do you mean to say to remain here in this material existence and suffer threefold miseries? Is that very good business? That will not happen. Don't be worried. Krishna consciousness is not so cheap. Only a few fortunate people will take it. Others will remain. Don't worry.
How is it mentioned that there are different types of religions in the world.
There is no religion. This is manufactured religion. Real religion is to surrender to Krishna. Sarvadharman parityaja. That is his advice. That you give up all these so-called religions. Sarvadharma. You become surrendered to Krishna. That is real religion. All other cheating religion, that's all. Dharmant sakshat bhagavat pranit. Just like there may be so many laws, but the real law is what is given by the government. Similarly, there may be so many so-called religious system, but the real religious system is what is spoken by God Himself. That is real. Some people say, you are hippie, you take that, what can it be? These are all nonsense questions. Any other question?
Even after repeated chanting of Krishna Nam, I could not get solace due to family worry. May I leave the family to their fate and devote myself to become a devotee of Krishna?
Like that?
He wants to know if he should leave his family and become a devotee.
No, we never said that. Just now we explained. Jiva maishe kritaso hidartha. You keep your intimate relationship with Krishna. It doesn't matter whether you're in family or without family. It doesn't matter. Just like I've given already example. Arjuna, he's a family man. He's not a sannyasi. Not only family man, a military man. And politician. But he was prepared to sacrifice everything for Krishna. That is one. If you do not become a family man, what is the gain there? Or if you remain a sannyasi, if you have no Krishna consciousness, just like you said, so many samis, they want to become Krishna instead of becoming devotee Krishna. So this kind of sannyasi is also useless. Similarly, grihastha, if he is simply attached to family, that is also useless. Any condition of life, if you remain fixed up in Krishna consciousness, that is your perfection of life. Jai Krishna tatta vitta sai guru ha. Anyone who is fully Krishna conscious and fixed up in devotional service, knowing fully well what is Krishna, he is guru. It doesn't matter whether he is a sannyasi or grihastha or brahman and shudra. It doesn't matter. Is that all right? Chant Hare Krishna.
Bye. Bye.